180 degrees. New direction.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is Brands President Ken Hodge with a hopefully shocking podcast this morning. Now, in my attempt to inform, make aware Local 304 of the skill set that I possess in my desire to lead the local, a lot of questions has been coming up with regard to my past postal career as a postal manager. And I'm going to take this podcast and I'm going to address that. First, let me say to you that I've held many management positions in the Postal Service. I started as a letter carrier, and let me also say, while working as a letter carrier in New Jersey, I was ground roots with the assistance of Branch 38 in New Jersey, Northern New Jersey, National Letter Carrier Association, NALC. So early in my postal career, I worked with the gentleman, Mr. Al Ferranto, who was the first president of Branch 38. I was assisting him in building that branch. Now, let me tell you, in the process of getting to know Al, Mr. Ferranto, I was offered a 204B position, and I kind of left Al and came to the post office side. So I want you to know my original roots is union. Now, you can look at it and say, you left, but I've come home. I'm like the prodigal son, I've come home. So from a letter carrier, I became a 204B and then a supervisor of deliveries, of mail deliveries. From there, I became a superintendent of postal operations. My next assignment was a SDO assignment, and that's where I began to learn plant operations in Dominic V. Daniels in New Jersey, under the tutelage of the godfather, we called him, but his name was Plant Manager Rizlo. From there, I came back into delivery as a branch manager for several branches in New Jersey, at which time I then became a level 22 in New Jersey. I was second in charge of Elizabeth, New Jersey postal delivery. I was the acting postmaster of Teaneck, New Jersey, as well as working in Englewood. Butler, Pequannock, continued in my management career and came out to Ohio. In Ohio, I served 4 years as a manager of customer service operations. I have many details as MDO in the plant that I'm currently the branch president in. So I have a very extensive postal career, and that was about 27 years. Now, one of the questions that was asked to me was, did I ever time drivers while on jack tractors pulling mail? And the answer to that question is yes, I did. And let me explain that. And this is why I said I want to tell you that on the podcast rather than try to type this out on Facebook. You see, what I timed was their demonstrated performance. And based on their demonstrated performance, then I could build schedules and be reasonably certain that based on work hours allocated that I could meet postal goals for my area of responsibility. So, again, there was no union violations going on. I've always been aware and pretty much try to stay in compliance with our contract. So when you ask that question, my answer to that question would be, the team I'm on, I want to be a starting player. And what I mean by that is, if I'm on your team, I'm going to give you 100%. And you can say whatever it is that you want to say about me time and mail handlers. That's just efficiency. And I apologize to you because I know you don't see that anywhere else. And this is why it seems so awkward. But that's just management. We had this system in the Planet City Gate that attached to vehicles. You could track their travel. And you got to remember, I'm a manager at this time. This is what management is supposed to do. Now, I want to also say, there's a lot of things on there about me writing up mail handlers, me firing mail handlers. I'm going to say this, and I have no reservations about saying this. I have never fired a mail handler. And to be truthful with you, I can never remember writing a letter warning for any postal employee, much less a mail handler. So you got to understand, don't confuse the fact that just because I was a manager that I was involved in that nonsense that you currently know as postal management. Now, again, to my credit, or you know, however you want to look at this, the plant manager in Dayton, Ohio, was one of my branch managers for one of the stations I was responsible for. The lead NBO, who's currently in Washington headquarters, was one of my delivery supervisors. I have another young lady, a high-level postmaster somewhere in this area, was another one of my branch managers. I have countless managers out there. In fact, most of the managers in City Gate today at some point work directly or indirectly for me. And when I say that, because I was an acting MDO for a period of time there. So I only say that to say, instead of looking at that as a bad thing, that's a great thing. That gives me access up to the headquarters level with people I've worked with that sometimes expedite getting grievances resolved. But everybody looks at that, or some people on Facebook want to look at that is, because you were a manager at one point, you can never be a union representative. And I beg to differ. The body of work that I've provided and I continue to provide should remove any doubt from anybody about my loyalty to the team I'm on. I got to say this to you, and it might sound cold and callous, but I'm not a manager today because I chose not to be a manager. I was asked not to be a manager. In fact, I was directed not to be a manager. So I only say that to you. How is it possible that you think I have an allegiance to a management element that asked me to leave on no uncertain terms? Come on, let's stop thinking that. That's just crazy. If you look at the work I've done for mail handlers since I've been involved in the union, that should speak volumes. Mail handlers are brought back to work after being fired. Mail handlers are terminated during their 90-day probationary period, which means they have no access to the grievance procedure, but yet I'm able to bring them back to work. Holiday schedules are done much more meticulous because I used to do holiday schedules. So when I sit down with the MDOs and they do a holiday schedule, I'm right here showing, wait a minute, stop. Before we put this regular in a mandatory state to come in, show me what you're going to do with this MHA for 12 hours. See, and again, unless you've been there, you don't know that. That's just knowledge that's acquired as a manager that I bring and lay at the doorstep of National Postal Mail Handlers Union. See, these are all those tools in my toolkit that most of your union membership don't have, and they just don't have it because I don't know any other union representatives that ascended as high as a level 23 or 25, 26 detail in the union. And again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. That's just the road I traveled. And because I traveled that road, it puts me in a much better position to lead our local, because you got to understand my dedication and my loyalty is to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. I'm going to leave this podcast. I'm going to close out this podcast with a quick story that most of you may enjoy. When you keep trying to bring up my past as a manager, there was a gentleman by the name of Saul. Saul was a tax collector and very hard on a certain group of people. But one day on a journey to collect taxes, Saul had an epiphany. He had a monumental, life-changing event. And through that event, he changed his name to Paul. He did a 180 degrees and went in a new direction. Let's have a great day and understand that Ken Hodge is dedicated to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Ken Hodge is going to be a fighter for mail handlers' right and contract compliance. Ken Hodge will hold the office of local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union 304 with honor and integrity. That's what I have to say in my response to the Facebook comments about my past as a postal manager. Now, let's stop looking at that as a negative and let's hold on to it as a positive as I take the training that the Postal Service has provided me for over 27 years and hold them accountable on a whole new level of contract compliance. Hey, support 180 degrees, new direction. I hope I answered any issues as to my past. Have a great day. Sister Linda Clark out of Columbus, Ohio, sends special love and congratulations to a Tour 1 mail handler out of Dayton, Ohio. Hey, I have a special happy retirement to a mail handler, Tour 1 out of Dayton, Ohio. Philip Harris.
Philip.
With the Army Harris, Harris, Harris. Background, I feel obligated to give you a tan show. Harris,
fall.
Enjoy your retirement, Brother Harris, from Linda Clark and the mail handlers at Columbus, Ohio.